Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. Amen. May the peace of the Lord be with you all. You look amazing this morning. Today, as we celebrate Heritage Sunday, I stand before you, together with my family, a thankful man. Let us pray. Lord God of the heavens, I am only an instrument in your hand. Father, anoint my lips and use me to speak your unadulterated word to your people, and prepare every heart, every mind, and every soul to be fertile to receive your word, and let it mold and shape our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, amen. Amen. Beloved of the Lord, our theme for today is faith and trust. Faith and trust. And it does so. Najizi. And it does so. Najizi. And it does so. Najidi. See, there's a difference between all of them. But see, I'm going to add belief. Even though it's not there, I'm going to add belief to it so it makes sense to you. They are frequently, all the three words, believe, faith, and trust, are usually used interchangeably. What helped me realize the difference was that I had to break it down. Right? So there's a progression which I'm going to illustrate to you today. So if you look on the screen, you'll find that belief comes and then faith follows, and after faith comes trust. Hallelujah. See, when we are presented with information, you either believe what you're hearing or you don't believe what you're hearing. Amen. We just heard that Jesus told Jairus, only believe. He could have chosen not to go with it. But when he heard, he believed. Hallelujah. So we either accept information that we receive, we reject it, or we stay neutral. If we believe that the information that we're hearing is true, then we act on it. So yesterday, as some of our catch your hand, or you know, then yeah, jizzy. Amen. And then when we act on it, our hope is that we will see the final outcome. But we believe without seeing the outcome, right? We believe without seeing the outcome. And that's faith. Amen? That's faith. You see, you hear, right? You hear, you believe, and then you act on what you believe on, hoping that the end results will be good. And that is faith. And that's the most important thing, and that's what is called the faith cycle. I know you know it's not so clear, but the same process works. Now, after you have that faith, you come to trust. So let me break it down for you. Let's say that you just made a new friend. And a new friend invites you to their home. And you go to their home and you realize that the chairs in their living room are very old. Madam for invite you say brandy fee besrano on your kuna wa fre on wun nimuno. Nansiana won any year down for. They invited you into their home. Eko drew ni fee honomuno ngwana o si ni living room no ngwana yina ye dadao. Ositinado. This new friend is saying, sit on this chair. They've offered you a seat. Are you going to sit? That's where it starts. You want to believe that chair that they've offered you is strong enough to support your weight. Right? So first you believe that chair will support your weight. So as you talk to the friend, you lean on that chair a little bit and shake it up a little bit. See if it will support your weight a little bit. Right? So you are acting on that. As the chair did not send you falling, now you sit. You don't sit with all your weight. Right? Because they threw the bubble foam. And then when you realize the chair can support you, now you have faith in the chair. Now you begin to ease yourself up. Now you begin to wiggle in that chair. When you need to come on out, now you trust that chair to support your weight. Amen. That's how we deal also with God. You hear the word, you believe the word, you act on it. You have faith in the Lord, and you come to trust Him that He is able. But most of the time, we don't do that. Why? Why don't we do that? The reason why we don't do that is because of fear. Beloved, it's because of fear. We hear the word of God all the time. And we think we believe. We think we believe. Because if you believe, you would act on it. Pay your tithe. And the Lord will be good to you. He will drive away the devourer. Your accounts will be stable. You start becoming carnal. Then you start calculating. The Lord says, do that first. Take that 10% and put down. Test me, says the Lord. Do you believe what you're hearing? Because you have to believe first, and then you will have faith, right? And then after that faith, you get comfortable with it, then you begin to trust. Amen. We have fear. We think it's not worth doing it. And that is where it starts. If we want to trust God more, then we need to be sure that in the information that we're hearing about Him, we take that and we believe it. We take that as it's accurate. We need to increase our knowledge of the true character of God. That's where it starts. An important fact to remember here is that faith has an object. Faith has an object. You believe you have faith in something, or you have faith in someone. So there's an object involved here. It's not empty. The more certain we are of God's trustworthiness, the more we're willing to step out in faith. I have tried, I have tested, and I know it is true. I know when I get my paycheck, the first thing I do is take my 10% out. When you look at it, it's quite a chunk, right? So be a wee 10% now. Right? But have faith. Test God with it. Test God with it. Have that faith. That's how your faith will grow into trust. Take it, give it to him, see what happens. See if your landlord will drive you out of your apartment or your home. The bank will drive you out of your home. Test him. That's how faith and trust grows. Faith without trust is not faith. Belief without reliance is empty. Belief without reliance is empty. Many people believe certain facts about Jesus, but knowing those facts are true is not what the Bible means by faith. The biblical definition of faith requires trust. You can't have faith without trust. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You can't have faith without trust. And you can't have faith without belief. Are you understanding me, people of God? Those all work together. Hebrews 11:1 tells us that faith is confidence in what we hope for. An assurance about what we do not what see. Faith is when we put our hope and confidence in God. Our third scripture reading talked about a man called Jairus. He was a true Jew. He heard about Christ. Many Jews did not believe. He believed. And so he came, right? He heard. He believed. He took action by going to Jesus. The same with the woman with the issue of blood. The same thing. She heard about Christ. She believed. She took action by going to where Christ was. She got bold. Even though there were so many people, she meandered her way through, believing. She had faith. If only I can touch the hem of his cloak, I will be healed. And what happened? She was healed. Now you think she's not going to trust Jesus? Her faith has now made her whole. So now her trust will be in Christ. Amen. That's the way we walk with Christ. Let Christ feel that you have touched him, that something has left him. Me razentin kada bibia finimu. O Sunday why e bibia ma. Let it cost him. It cost Christ. That's how come he knew something had left him. Don't just come and sit every Sunday and leave. When you come in here, believe what you have heard about Christ and believe that you're going to leave here different than you came in. Today, my hope is that by the time I'm done with this sermon, you will know and that you need to believe him, that you will trust him, have faith in him, that you will come to trust him so you don't go back the same. Yapun, na kofie, na bibi anse san wa abra boma, no no wala wala. Amen. Something must change today in your life. Amen. Today, I'm inviting you to come to Jesus with your problems. He has the authority over everything. I want you to trust him. He cares about your life. By faith, put your worries and wants in his hands. Rest in him. Today, my question to you is this. Are you allowing Jesus to call you out of your comfort zone to be used by him? That's what disciple is all about. Discipleship, that's all it's about. Let Christ take you out of your comfort zone. Faith calls us from places of comfort to moments of trust. Calls us out of places of comfort to moments of trust. You and I can live with faith, like the woman with the issue of blood. You and I can be there, believing, like Jairus. Trusting God is not just a feeling. It's a commitment. Hallelujah. It's a commitment to having faith in what he says, even when things around us don't seem right. Did somebody hear me? If you heard me, say amen. Amen. Even when things don't seem right, our trust in God should not be contingent on the circumstances surrounding us. It should not. Our faith does not exempt us from experiencing difficulties. If you look at John 16:33, Jesus himself told his disciples that life will be full of what? Trouble. But he told them that because he has overcome the world, they too, for as long as they have their trust in him, will also overcome. This morning, I'm encouraging you to trust him. Put your circumstances in his hands. He's able to do more than you can think of. Your boat might be sinking. Everything around you might not be going right. I just want you to know he is with you. Jai su jan komo menunam afibo. Mese jai su jan komo menunam afibo. As I bring my message to a close, I want you to know that trusting God is not just a concept, but a lifestyle. It is not just a concept, it is a lifestyle. It is a continuous surrender of our fears, our uncertainties to His capable hands. Pray. Pray. Friday night, we're coming to pray. Join us. Let us pray. We fight not against the physical. Come, let's pray. Spend time in His presence. Read the scriptures. Confess your weakness and establish your dependency on Him. He waits for you. Don't let your troubles override your trust in God. 2 Corinthians 4, 8 to 9 says, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed." May the words that you've heard today dwell in your hearts, that you may trust the Lord, believe, have faith, and trust in Him. Amen.